come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. And something that was probably never had to be other than these walls when this room was built, please silence any electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Riddell. We'd ask our members and our guests and other special visitors to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Riddell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Utah Beach. Omaha Beach. You join me in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this great day of remembrance of the events of June 6, 1944. We remember and are inspired by the extraordinary bravery of ordinary Americans. We remember with gratitude the willing sacrifice of mostly young men who, in the midst of unspeakable violence and carnage, summoned up courage to master their fears and get the job done. We remember with awe the countless stories of that day and the days following, of their many remarkable exploits across the beaches, fields, and towns of Normandy, France. We remember Omaha, Utah, Point du Hoc, St. Mary Louise, and many, many other plots of sacred ground. Lord, please use these remarkable memories and this commemorative service to give us a moment of pause and reflection, that we might renew our vision, renew our purpose, refresh our understanding, so that each of us here today will be like those we honor, and determine that in our generation, we too will leave things better than we found them, that we too will leave a legacy of life, freedom, and liberty. Finally, Lord, as we remember this day and those who sacrificed their comfort, their peace, their health, their collective future, so that we here today might breathe free, we also with thanksgiving remember all who have served honorably in our armed forces. And we pray today especially for those who are currently serving in dangerous places around the world, that you keep our heroes safe, help them to successfully conclude their mission, and bring these men and women back home soon to their loved ones. God of our fathers, be with us yet, lest we forget. Lest we forget. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. The sergeant-at-arms will open the doors and admit the North Carolina Army National Guard, Color Guard, into the chamber to present the colors.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Members may be seated, and also the chair wants to thank Sergeant First Class Rhonda Vasquez, who sang our national anthem this morning. We appreciate that. Representative Lewis is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the House Journal for June 5th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the Journal for June 5th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The Journal is approved. Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 252, an act to clarify certain provider and patient rights regarding health benefit plan contracts for provision of dental services.
Chapter bills will be noted. Members, the following members are appointed to serve on an escort committee. Those members are Representative Cleveland, Chair, Representatives Blackwell, Martin, and Pierce. Those members are asked to prepare to the rotunda at this time. While they're gathering, it just dawned on me that on the D-Day invasions that the House would have been meeting in this chamber on those occasions, in this very chamber we're in today. Let that sink in a little bit on this historic day. The Sergeant-at-Arms will now open the doors and admit our honored guest, veterans of the Normandy landing, military officials, and visiting French dignitaries. Chair is going to recognize our special guests one by one. I would ask members to hold their applause till each member is recognized. I want each of the, when each person hears their name called, please wave, because I want each of you individually to be recognized. This is such a momentous occasion. First, we are joined by Sergeant Hubert Garland Edwards from Sanford. I believe he's 100 years old as well. Lieutenant Colonel. Lieutenant Colonel Mark Giles Gillis from Sanford. Corporal Ralph Denson from Durham. Private First Class James Stevenson of Wilmington, who is also receiving the French Legion of Honor Award. Corporal Bob Bradish of Ocean Isle Beach. Machinist First Class Bob Sargent of Burlington. Tech Sergeant Paul Pruitt of Rockingham County. Staff Sergeant James Robertson, also of Rockingham County. Staff Sergeant Ernest Ballinger of Sanford. And Carpenter Third Class Marvin Smith of Beaufort County. Other special guests with us, our military guests, we had Sergeant First Class Rhonda Vasquez, Colonel Miriam Martinez, National Guard, and presenting the Bronze Star, Colonel Scott Conway, Commanding Officer of the Headquarters and Support Battalion for the Marine Corps Installation, East MCB, Camp Lejeune, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Baker, the North Carolina National Guard, Major John Mazingo, North Carolina National Guard, and Military Chaplain. We also have from the French Consulate, Marie-Claire Ribet, French Consul of North Carolina, and Louis de Corral, Consul General of France from Atlanta, Georgia. We thank you all for being here. On behalf of all members of the House, the Chair is pleased again to extend the courtesies of the floor to these members. Also, Secretary of State Elaine Marshall is with us. Secretary Larry Hall over here to the right. Secretary Hall. You all may be seated. We're going to proceed to the calendar. House Resolution 1018, the clerk will read.
Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House, House Resolution 1018, a House resolution honoring the North Carolinians and the Allied troops who fought during World War II on the 75th anniversary of D-Day. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Representative Warren is recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. 75 years ago this day, the 6th of June, was a Tuesday. Shortly after 1 o'clock in the morning, gallant men of the 82nd Airborne, the 101st Airborne, jumped out of hundreds of C-47 aircraft into the dark skies over a little known area northeast of Paris Springs. A few hours later, at 6:30 a.m., American troops of the 1st and 29th Division, the Blue and Gray, began coming ashore at Utah and Omaha beaches. Other Allied troops assaulted beaches known as Gold, Juno, and Sword. approximately 155,000 soldiers, 73,000 of those Americans, came ashore that day. More than 4,000 never left. Among the 2,500 Americans who died that day, two-thirds of the total, 39, were North Carolinians. Never has so much been owed by so many to so few. What kind of men were these? These were sons and brothers, uncles and fathers, friends and neighbors, many of them just boys, most of them less than 20 years of age. President Roosevelt explained that they fought not for the lust of conquest, but for the end of conquest. They fought not to conquer, but to liberate. During World War II, more than 8,500 North Carolinians gave up all of their tomorrows for ours. They hailed from such towns as Charlotte and Raleigh, Goldsboro, Asheville, Wallace, Wilmington, Pembroke, Monroe, Boone, and Fayetteville, and hundreds more. A few years ago, 1998, many of us sat stunned as we watched the first 10 minutes of Saving Private Ryan. For me, the most dramatic part of the movie came later when Captain John Miller, played by Tom Hanks, called Private Ryan over to his side. And as Private Ryan leaned down, John Miller said, "Earn this." British Prime Minister Winston Churchill would write, "Any victory worth winning must be deserved. All victories are increased in scale, so must be our exertions." We shall win, not through the evil in our enemies, but through the merit in ourselves. Let that be the touchstone of every thought, word, and deed. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to dwell on that thought for just a moment. Deserve victory. General Dwight Eisenhower, Supreme Allied Commander, in his message to the invading troops wrote, "The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you." It is now falls to us, all of us here today assembled, not just to remember these brave men, not just to honor these Americans, but to serve their memory with all of our own thoughts, words, and deeds. As some of you, I've walked the beaches of Normandy. I've climbed the bluffs and wandered among the graves marked by headstones of crosses and stars of David. I've also walked among the headstones of our allies who, too, grave all theirs for that day. My chest has risen in pride, and tears have streamed down my face. We have inherited a proud tradition of service and sacrifice. We owe these men, and the women who have helped them were by their sides, a great debt. As Churchill's daughter Mary said to her father, as he lay nearing his end, "We owe you what every man, woman, and child does, liberty itself." My friends and colleagues, deserve victory. Earn this. I can tell you that war is a terrible thing, but it's not the most terrible thing. The most terrible thing is to be without hope. Let us honor their sacrifices with our service. Let us honor their memory with our commitment. It's right for us to look back and remember. We stand on the shoulders of giants. We must learn from the past, but not live in it. Ignorance of the past can make us reckless with the present and irresponsible in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, let us all deserve it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Representative Majeed is recognized to debate the resolution.
I thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm humbly honored here today in this historical place on this historical occasion to honor our veterans who put their lives on the line and even suffered the supreme sacrifice that now stands. I served in Vietnam. I'm a decorated Air Force combat pilot. I flew over 120 combat missions over North Vietnam as a B-52 paratrooper commander. I'd like at this time to have members of our house, our military house calls. Please stand, and I would like you to give your name, your rank, and the rank of service to the future world. Please stand in the members of our military house.
Members are recognized to do so.
Greg Horn, United States Air Force, 1962-1969, Staff Sergeant.
Holly Grange, U.S. Army, 1982-1997, Major.
Raymond Smith, United States Army Military Police School, Sergeant B-5, 1986-1992.
Greer Mark, United States Army, 1991, to the date to be determined.
Continues to have the floor to speak to the resolution.
On this day, in the street on the top of June 6, 1944, the first wave of brave young soldiers landed on the beaches of North. It was the largest amphibious invasion in history. Some 150,000 brave young soldiers from the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada on the beaches of Normandy, France, to push the Nazis out of Western Europe. On occasions like this, I think about the European in combat on D-Day. In that first wave approaching the beaches of Normandy. But at that time and place, I can't imagine that they were contemplating the pivotal role they were playing in 20th century history. Yes, extraordinary efforts by extraordinary patriots sacrificing their lives in the defense of freedom and democracy. I know how they felt, and I understand their apprehension. I appreciate their bravery and their place, and their placing their lives on the line for us, so we can enjoy the fruits of freedom. Of the 4,441 Allied deaths on that 6th day of June, 2,501 were Americans. We must never be lulled to sleep or forget the sacrifices of our brave military men and women. Programs like this enable us to share the rich history and educate our fellow Americans on the importance of our military and the courageous men and women who serve our country so valiantly. I close with excerpts from one of my most treasured poems by John McCrae that I often read on occasions like this, honoring our fellow military heroes and heroes. I know we wear red poppies on Memorial Day to honor America's war dead, but I think it is most appropriate to reflect on this symbolism as we recognize our honored patriots on any day of military service in our state. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Field. Take up our call with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If you break faith with us to die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Field. Let us not break faith. Let us hold the torch high. Our prayers to God is heard, and thank you for this great honor.
Thank you, sir. Representative Martin is recognized to speak to the resolution.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Members, in the early hours of June 6, 1994, paratroopers from 82nd and 101st Airborne Divisions left into the darkness behind enemy lines in France. The 82nd and 101st had both trained extensively here in North Carolina, both at Fort Bragg and at Camp McCall. The training they endured brought together Americans from around our great nation, north, south, east, and west, with different accents, different histories, different faiths, different politics. We were a nation barely more than 75 years removed from a bloody, divisive civil war. But these Americans came together to endure hard training that would forge them into one team, a team with the mission to preserve freedom in this world. They trained hard to be ready to jump into the darkness and to fight and to win upon landing in Normandy. Together with the British, Canadian, and French counterparts, they forged an alliance that 75 years ago today gained a toehold in Europe that would lead to the liberation of France just a few months later. The training these paratroopers received in North Carolina well prepared them to do what paratroopers do best, break things. And what a courageous job they did breaking the Nazi war machine in Normandy. You can read Stephen Ambrose's book, Band of Brothers, for a full account of just how good these young paratroopers were at breaking. But if you read Ambrose's book, at the end, he notes how many of these veterans came back when they returned to America, back home, and began lives not of breaking things, but of building things, home builders, farmers, teachers, entrepreneurs, using the GI Bill, this generation got the education they needed to lead post-war America to greatness. Now today, 75 years later, almost the same amount of time between D-Day and today as it was between the American Civil War and D-Day. We honor these heroes, those heroes who came together for a common purpose, the ones who have been killed, and the ones who remain still alive in graves in Norman. May we always be a nation that follows their example of joining together for a common purpose, their courage, and their willingness to sacrifice their lives for freedom. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Brody is recognized to speak to the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise up and just wanted to just let you know I had the privilege of hearing the hourly since I was a kid. My father played an important part in that conflict at that time. At age 17, he enlisted in the U.S. Navy in 1943 and enlisted as Boatswain's Mate. He was assigned to destroyer escort, which is, if you look at the convoys, they were the farthest out rim of the defense for the convoys. And if you can picture him, he's one of those you see old movies, ones with the binoculars on, watching. On the second voyage over, landed in Liverpool, he got orders to Southampton, England. And he was assigned to train, a special training mission, which a lot of other Navy folks had. He was assigned to land craft. And on June 6th, he did land second wave on Omaha Beach. He landed troops, and maybe some of these gentlemen here crossed his path, if that was the case. But it was a narrative that we heard, my brother and I, throughout our youth, and then later on we were able to call them up and just kind of say, okay, at 6 o'clock in the evening, what were you doing? And he would relate to that. And I wanted to leave you with, in the movie, you heard The Longest Day, it was a long day. And as he relayed this to me, landing troops on the beach was just the beginning. As the hours went off, now that pretty much had stopped. Now he was taking wounded back to the ships. And later on, he was assigned to find those who may have been killed. It was a pretty trying time. But he relayed that. But as he grew older, we went to Normandy and Omaha Beach, and he couldn't watch Private Ryan. It was just one of those things where he just couldn't do it anymore. It was such a terrible thing. So I just want to relay that. It was a privilege that I had to hear this narrative from somebody who was actually there. And Mr. Speaker, I do commend the resolution.
Representative Torbett, recognized to speak to the resolution.
Mr. Speaker, with all the wonderful work that we shared that gentleman left for all of us, I thank you. You are good people.
Further discussion? Representative Hastings, recognized to speak to the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for allowing me to speak just for a moment. I'll be very brief. I didn't stand with the other veterans. I was giving deference to those who might have had to serve in combat. I was very fortunate when I was in the Marines and the Reserve, did not have to serve in combat, did receive the honorable discharge, and that's nothing compared to what the men and women who have sacrificed their lives for and who have entered the danger zone. And so I just wanted to stand today and express my thanks.
Further discussion, further debate? Representative Adams, recognized to speak to the resolution.
I'd like to take a moment to recall this youngster. I had three of my very closest friends whose parents were at Norman. Bill Cowher's father was an infantry, and he was severely wounded during the 88 Norman shell. He lost his eye for part of his career, but he lived with it all his life. My other friend, Jimmy Brown, his father and mother were in the medical corps at Norman, and they bore the scars of that event, much like infantrymen, they dealt with the wounded. And Chuck Berry, his father, flew 38 missions in the B-17 in World War II. I grew up with these people.
Further discussion, further debate. Representative Fraley, the gentleman is recognized to speak to the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to pay tribute to my father, who was on a landing craft, pilot of landing craft, going in at the D-Day. Like different from Representative Drummond or Representative Adams, I never knew about this until 2 years before my father passed away, a friend of ours in a conversation with him ascertained he must have been in the D-Day invasion. Not until then did I know. After he passed away, we found pictures of his friends, people that were preparing for the D-Day invasion. Something that I always treasure.
Further discussion, further debate? Yep, I guess, sir. Representative Queens, you almost recognized to speak to the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to recognize a constituent who passed away last year, Mr. Jerry Wolf, the beloved elder of the Cherokee, who was at T-Day in the Navy convoys carrying troops over. And he also was at the signing of the peace on the battleship in off of Japan. So he started with D-Day and ended with the peace. And Jerry Wolf was a great elder of the Cherokee, and I rise in recognition of his service. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? Representative Esco, the lady is recognized to speak to the resolution. Speciality recognized to speak to the resolution.
Well, we all know that this they truly are the greatest generation. We have to realize that their feelings, their thoughts, and their lives are the same as ours. They went and did what they had to do. And I want to say, just to give you a little anecdote, some of them went to, in my area, went to Washington on an honor flight. The memorial, and when they were coming back, a lot of us in the county were lined up on both sides of the door where they came through, and I, as they were coming through, I'm saying, thank you for my freedom, thank you for my freedom. And I had one of them just lean over and say, well, to tell you the truth, so I was fighting for my freedom. He said, but I'm glad it worked out for you.
If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Resolution 1018. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Resolution 1018 is ordered, enrolled, and printed. Members, this is not on the script, and this is a little out of ordinary, but this is a special day. I want to invite any of our special guests who were the gentlemen who were there on this day. If you would like to say something, you are welcome to do so at this time. You don't have to, but you are welcome to speak.
When all the guys come home from overseas, they were very hard wounded, just like they are in the war. And they came back with us and went back to hospitals and homes and everything else, and they just kind of faded into the citizenship. And you never heard much about it. Not today. And they could come home without legs and arms. And ball teams now playing games. I have my utmost confidence. We were a bunch of kids that went to war, and they wondered if they, we were called the great generation. But I tell you, the generation you've got now, they're just as great as we were, if not great. I love that. And I love the Army and the military, but they got courage that we didn't have back then. Now, you're lucky you're still in the United States.
Thank you. if you other gentlemen want to say anything, you're welcome. Like legislators trying to decide who's going to talk first. Except in our case, it's everybody trying to see who's going to jump up first and see who's going to jump up last.
Well, am I put now or put me outside?
Right, well, you get to speak now, too. You get to speak as many times as you want to.
Yeah. One thing I like to say to everybody in here, and I hope you hear it loud. Freedom. Freedom is but one generation away from extinction. We don't pass it on to our children, to our bloodstream. We must be protected, fought for, and taught in the schools and in the homes. Otherwise, you don't have freedom.
I thank you.
Thank you, sir. And members, upon our adjournment today, we will be all going out for the laying of the wreath and another ceremony at 11:45, so we have that as well.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Representative McNeil.
Did I ask that their remarks be spread across the chamber?
Yeah. That can be arranged, absolutely. The chair will so direct. I want to thank you all again for being with us today. You truly honor us with your presence here today and for what you did so many years ago and for the lives you lived since then. And my colleagues and I are ever grateful, and I can promise you none of us in this room will ever forget this day, nor will we forget what you and so many others did for us, so that we can actually even be here today meeting in this room. Our guests with exiting the chamber. They're going to be going down for the next ceremony we have. Members, while they're leaving, we do have two other quick matters of business that we'll dispose of very quickly, and then I would ask we all please at that time follow the direction of the clerk to where we need to go at that time. Gentlemen, thank you all for being with us again today.
Old man. He's 100, and I'm only
94. Members, given the hour, the chair is going to move House Bill 402 from today's business to Tuesday's calendar. Also, there will be no recorded votes on Monday. Representative Grange is recognized for an important point of personal privilege. The lady wanted to advise the House on.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is with a heavy heart that I inform the body that there has been an accident in the United States military this morning. The United States military this morning. It was a multi-vehicle accident. Truck that was carrying cadets to training. There are more than 20 cadets that have been injured and one has died. So I ask you all to continue to pray.
Thank you. And and members, we have a memorial resolution. We have a memorial adjournment motion. So I would ask members to please remain in your seats when we do our adjournment motion, and remain silent, please. We'll now open it up to Mr. Corbin. Any notices or announcements? I would ask our pages to please stand. I'm not going to have them all come down front giving this to our pages. I cannot think of a more special treat than any group of pages have had this week. You've seen a week that I would say yesterday could have been described as divisive. Today is unified. Today reminds us that despite our greatest political differences we may have, in the end, we're all very grateful and proud to be Americans, and we all stand together. I want to thank you all for your service that you've given this week as pages. I hope you've had a chance to make friends, to learn some things, but I hope that I would imagine this is something that all of you will remember for the rest of your lives. And please, these gentlemen who are here with us today, that's something that we were very honored. And we're glad you all were able to participate that with us as well as this week. Colleagues, please join us in thanking the pages. Any notices or announcements? Again, Monday will be a no vote session. The chairs, you're going to set that at 5 p.m. for Monday, but no vote. Yes, sir, Representative Horn.
What for? Announcement.
Jones recognized.
Monday, 1 o'clock, Program Evaluation Division Oversight. 1 o'clock in 544.
Representative Kidwell, what purpose does the gentleman rise?
For point of personal privilege.
Jones recognized.
I'd like to state that on this weekend, Sunday, June 8th, I will celebrate the 41st year that my wife, who would become my wife, decided to start dating me. I find that to be far more important than the wedding anniversary, because if we hadn't started dating, we wouldn't have gotten married.
Representative Porter, what purpose do you have to rise? That was recognized.
I wish a happy birthday today, Mr. Speaker, to my son, Captain Matthew G. Porter, United States Air Force, serving as a guest at Austin Air Force Base, Fairfax,
Alaska. Gentlemen, rise.
One personal privilege.
Gentlemen, recognized.
Today is my mother's birthday. She was 23 years old on D-Day, and I just wanted to remember her. I'll let you do the math. If I mention how old she would be today, she would probably be with a whole flight.
Representative Hurley, for what purpose does the lady rise?
For an announcement.
Ladies recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Community College Education will meet Tuesday at our regular time in our regular room, and we'll have two bills for your evening.
Any other notes or announcements? Representative Jarvis, yes, sir.
Point of personal privilege.
Recognized.
I would like to recognize my wife that's with us in the gathering. I would like to recognize the fact that today is her birthday and she was not alive on me.
Any other notices or announcements? Representative Cunningham.
Thank you. I would like to share with you all your Feet of Warfare, which is an artistry that's traveling across the country for modern warfare, where our military persons get participate in Iraq, Afghanistan, and others. And the art is actually done by the military servicemen. And I had the privilege to see Joe Galloway, who lives here in North Carolina. He was the main speaker for this event. And if you don't know him, you need to look him up, because he wrote a very, very good book when we were men. And it was very, very explicit to see it. And if you have the opportunity, please see it, because the art is done by them, and it's a display of their experience, and it's one across the country. Thank you.
Any there further notices or announcements? The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Monday, June 10th at 5 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1 and the honor and memory of Diane S. Jones, the mother of Representative Jones, and the brave and heroic soldiers and sailors who are willing to sacrifice it all for our country and our freedom.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Cleveland, that the House be now adjourned to reconvene Monday, June 10th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. And in my honor and memory of Diane Jones, mother of Representative Brendan Jones, and in honor and memory of the brave and heroic soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, leave anybody out, in honor of their sacrifice for all they've done for their country and our freedom. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.